Hey you guys, did you know I offer spiritual life coaching programs? Yes, I do. I offer 6 months, I offer 12 months, I offer more than 12 months. I also offer a 14-week program as well. Learn more about it if you're going through anything in your life, would like a life coaching in any area of your life right now. This is the ticket for you. I do offer a first 15-minute free consultation where we get to chat it up, see what's going on and how I can best help you, and so that you can be the best you can be out of this program, whether it's a 6 month or a 1 year with me. Also, just click the link below, nlht.youcanbook.me, and you'll be able to schedule your free 15 consultation with me there, and then we'll go from there for what's the best solution for you. Love you guys a lot. See you in tutus. Welcome, welcome, guys. It's your girl, Najim P. Lee for NajimLee.com, and welcome to Ask Najim Lee Show. Hashtag Ask Naj on anchor.fm/AskNaj, A-S-K-N-A-J. That's who we are right here today. I'm super excited because we are about to step into episode 2222. Of season 2, and I'm super excited because we're going to be talking about self-love. Yes, self-love before real love. How about that? Self-love before real love. And the reason is we're going to be talking about this because I have a special guest that's going to be coming very soon. And she's an expert in relationship coaching, the love series, y'all. she's so awesome. And so her name is Sonia LeRae, and coming out of Philadelphia and also New York. And she has been all over the world speaking and teaching about relationships, and she has such a roster of clients, from celebrity clients and just really big top clients, that she has helped with the relationships. She has gotten so many people hooked up with the right people, having lasting marriages. And so yeah, she's going to be coming on our show very soon. And so this is just a pre to that show when we launch it, and I cannot wait. So you guys, I want you to hear this one out today. So tune in, get yourself a cup of tea and notebook and pen, because you're gonna have to take a lot of notes tonight, y'all. You just gotta take a lot of notes because this thing is deep. All right, self-love before the real love. Let's get to it after these beautiful commercials. Welcome back, guys. It is your girl, Najim P. Lee for NajimLee.com, and we are on the Ask Najim Lee Show right here, Ask Naj. And so let's get into it, part one of this beautiful series. And so self-love before real love. What is self-love? Y'all, I mean, I know y'all have heard the terminology self-love. Everybody has been talking about self-love for it ignited, I would say, maybe 5 years ago, because that's when I started hearing a few people really talking about it on YouTube. Self-love, self-care, self-love. But the self-love part was the it hashtag that I was seeing. And so I wanted to talk about this. What is self-love to you? What does that mean to you? I mean, does it mean like, you know, making sure you eat first? Does that mean making sure you, you know, open the door for yourself? You know, does it mean being a feminist? You know, does it mean you can do your things your way? What does self-love really mean? What does that encompass? And so let's really get into it, because I think there's some confusion. I don't know, you tell me. Let me know in the comments. Leave me a voice comment or a comment below about this. What are your take on self-love? And so I want to talk about this in also a spiritual way, since this is also a spiritual platform. And self-love is about, to me, the journey of self-awareness, learning about who you are, what you are, and why you are. Who are you? Self-love is about discovering who you are. And the reason why is most of us do not know who we are. We don't even take the time to truly love ourselves. We run from it. We dodge the bullet, so to speak, when it comes to self-love, self-understanding, right? What we do a lot of is self-sabotaging, right? Where we will put ourselves down. We will abuse our body, say harmful things to ourselves, right? And or allow another person to do that to us, and we accept it, and just toss the self-love to the side. When we get into a relationship, we are quickly, especially as women, are so easily swayed to not even do the things that we usually love to do, and it's all about him.com instead of you.com. Him.com comes in and you're like, oh, whatever you say, whatever you want, I'll give you the moon, the stars, everything. You know, you become wife before you even got a hello. You become wife before you even got a ring. You become wife before you even, you know, met his parents or even met him. You don't even know him. So self-love to me is about taking the time to love and learn you. Who are you? What are your likes and dislikes, right? It reminds me of the movie of The Runaway Bride. I forgot the actress' name. If you remember the actress's name, please let me know in the comments. But, oh, Julia Roberts. There I go. Julia Roberts. And I found that movie, even though it's all crazy, and she was always running, like she loved the hype of the sparkles and glamours of getting a dress and, you know, preparing and picking out all those fun stuff, but she never knew the dude. And all these guys would always want to tell her what to do, how to be. Oh, you don't like that. You don't eat that. She would eat what they eat. Oh, what would you like to eat? Oh, I'll have what he's eating. He has sunny side up, she'll have sunny side up. He has scrambled eggs, the other guy has scrambled eggs, she'll have scrambled eggs, right? There, she didn't know who she was. And this is so many of us, right? That at some point after running, the last one, she ran so fast and so far that it gave her the chance to learn what she likes, you know, learn who she is, learn what she is, right? And this is typical of a woman today in our modern day. Even back in the days, 60s, 50s, 40s, it was all about the man.com, right? It was never about really her.com. And so I want you to start looking at you.com. You.com. I'm going to say that again. You.com. And what does that entail? What do you like? Who are you? What do you like to do? You know, what are things that you enjoy, right? Do you do them? It's one thing to say, oh, you know, I love books, and then don't read none, right? It's one thing to be like, oh, I love to write, and you haven't written anything, right? You tell people or the person that you have an interest in, oh, I love to read, I love to write, I love going to the beach, and you don't even pick up yourself and take yourself to the beach. It's like you're waiting for someone to take you. Take yourself, right? Take yourself. I'm having all these like accents coming out. What the fuck? So I want you guys to really like look at what is going on. And the first step is, who are you in self-love? Self-love is about taking the time to date you, to love you, right? So what does that mean? Go out on a date with yourself. Go have dinner with yourself, right? Go to the movies by yourself. Take yourself out. We're always waiting. Who are we waiting for? Mr. Perfect? Mr. Right? Trust me, not gonna appear. Not like that, no. Go take yourself out. Go learn you, right? Buy two dishes, one for you and one for you. Basically, right? And eat from both dish and have a great time with yourself, right? Buy yourself some flowers. What's your favorite flower, right? What do you like? Just like in the movie, Runaway Bride, and I'm referencing this today, that what was her favorite flowers? Whatever they gave her, she just went with it, right? Me, I know what my favorite flowers are. Look, if you wanna know what I like, and I bought it for myself, black roses. Rare, but they are real. Black roses. Yes, one of a kind. And so, why? Because I love them. They're beautiful. They stand out. Oh my God, they're amazing. That's what I like. I enjoy, right? I'm not gonna have nobody come up to me like, oh, you shouldn't get no black roses. I'm like, who are you to tell me what I shouldn't or shouldn't do? If I have been learning and loving myself, and myself loves black roses, right? I want you guys to really take this in, especially the ladies. Both ladies and men should be taking this in, but I mean, really the ladies, because we are the ones who are always putting ourselves to the side. I remember doing that with my own life, putting my own life to the side to please somebody else, right? Putting my dreams at bay for somebody else. And at some point I got so frustrated and I lost myself in the whole thing, that it took me basically the amount of years that I was in that relationship to finally learn who I am, right? And get back to what I love in order to move forward in the direction that of self-loving in such a hard and beautiful and big way with myself. When we get back after these beautiful commercials, because you know we gotta pay the bills, we're gonna talk more about self-love and some things that you can implement and do. And I really want you to think about what's going on, what's happening with you, right? If you're in a relationship, are you still self-loving? Or you have put yourself to the side? If you are single, are you self-loving? Or are you waiting until somebody come to love you? Come on now, let's be real, talk about it. I'll be right back. Did you know I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube at Najm Lee? That's right, guys. Go follow me right there, right now. I'm always on Instagram at Najm Lee, Facebook at Najm Lee, Twitter at Najm Lee, and YouTube at Najm Lee, with daily intuitive readings, two card general readings, Monday to Friday on YouTube. But check it out. My fave place, of course, is Instagram. So go follow me, go subscribe, and I'll talk to you over there.
Worship the ground that you walk down below your pedestal. My mind put you on to a throne. Soon enough, I'll outgrow. Didn't know my feet were too big for my shoes. Running in them led me to bruise. Falling over, running home to you. You had put my fingers and toes turning blue. So afraid of cutting me loose. You're holding on to me. You're holding on. Due west, I'm headed on this road. Due west, just cruise as far as I can go to California. California, California. Never looking back, goodbye. A list of all the reasons why I weather through. I do it all for you. Bare feet against all the broken cement left untended.
So we are back, guys. It's your girl, Najm P. Lee for NajmLee.com, and this is the Najm Ask Najm Lee Show. Yo, I'm trying to get a ring to that, right? Ask Naj, just ask Naj, hashtag that, ask Naj. All right, so we've been talking about self-love and what it is and why many of us don't do it. And many of us don't know even how to self-love. What does it take to self-love? What are the things that we can do to self-love? One of the things you can do is, to start with, is how do you want to be loved by you? Write that down. How do you want to be loved by you? Right? And sometimes we can go into creating an affirmation, a daily affirmation or a daily practice that can rise the rise your frequency of self, of the love that you have for yourself or the love that you envision for yourself. Speaking positive to yourself, right? That the moment that you catch yourself wanting to say, oh, you know, put yourself down, whether it's as simple as, ah, shut up, or something like that with your name in it, pause and go repeat a positive affirmation, right? I want you to start really identifying and really looking at what are the things that you do that you put yourself down and how to flip that, right? And create the positive words for that action. So say you say, shut up, instead of saying that, make it positive. Keep speaking. Speak your truth. Speak your truth, Naj. Speak your truth, Jan. Whatever your name is. Speak your truth. Truth. And the reason is it gives it a difference, right? So you identify what exactly are you speaking on or speaking about, right? Instead of just saying whatever. The other part of that is acts of service, right? Showing self-love, showing how much you love yourself, right? And that is when you're buying something, don't just buy cheap. Don't just buy, oh, I'll just get this and I'll go pick those things up for my kids or my husband or whoever. I'll get them the best and you give yourself the lowest of the low. Are you crazy? No, 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 no. Go and buy yourself the best. Spend some coins on yourself and don't be afraid to. The other thing is groom, self-grooming of yourself. Oh my gosh, you know, so many of us just rush in, right? We don't even put our faces together, especially moms at home. We just slap on the barrette, the scrunchie in our hair, you know, and look at our face. Is it clean at least? And then we put on the biggest, crumpiest sweatsuit, whatever, PJs, and then we're done. That's our outfit for today. Oh my gosh, dress up. Put a little jacket on, spruce yourself, put some makeup on, spend some time in the bathroom with yourself. Get that essential oil, you know, body wash you've always wanted and use it, right? No one says that you can't groom yourself with love. Come on, you can do that, guys. You can do that, ladies. Groom yourself with love. Spend the coins. Go get you some Fenty or something. Because a lot of times we just say, oh, I gotta get to the kids. Oh, I gotta get to work. Oh, I gotta get to, and we don't put no time into ourselves, right? So if that means you have to wake up 10 minutes earlier, you know, to do the grooming, do that, you know? Also, the other thing is to gift yourself. Oh my gosh, buy yourself some presents. Buy yourself something nice and beautiful that is, and make it into a gift, you know, like a book. If you love books, I love books, right? So what you can do is if you're ordering from Amazon, which I have done plenty of times, is click the gift and say, this is a gift. Have them wrap it. Or if you are buying from a dress store, have them wrap it up into a gift and that is delivered to you and that gift is for you by you. Write out a little card to yourself. I have done this so many times of writing out a card, putting some positive words, uplifting myself, making myself know that I am proud of her and send it to me. It may take a few days, it may take a week, but when I receive it, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm excited. And then I read it in print and I'm like overjoyed because it's something I've given to myself. And so the other part of self-love is understanding that you are a god or a goddess, right? Especially as a goddess, treat yourself like a goddess. worship yourself like a goddess. Worship you, worshiping you through mindful meditation, taking the time to actually go meditate for you, right? Go do some hobbies, things that you love to do. If you love going to the park, or if you love swimming, scuba diving, or, you know, horseback riding, whatever it is, go and do it. Go enjoy those things that you love. Treat yourself, love yourself. Prioritize sleep. You need sleep too, not just your kids going to bed early or your husband gotta, you know, is gonna stay up. You know what? Schedule that time like, I'm going in. I need to lay down. I need some time to myself, you know? Or schedule in a nap during the day, especially if you are at home and you work from home. And it could be once a week you do this, or twice a week. However, schedule 15, 20 minutes to go take a nap. Go lock your door, put the kids to sleep. It's nap time for everybody. You go lay down, take a 15. Commit to yourself. Something about self-love is that we don't commit. We don't make the commitment to love ourselves. If you can make a commitment to love a next person who is a stranger, and they're not even you, they're somebody else, but if you're quick to make a commitment with them, and you are not quick to make a commitment with yourself, what does that say about you? Think about it. You know? So make the commitment to yourself to love yourself. You cannot commit to real love if you haven't commit to self-love. Hello, preach! Okay? That's what I'm talking about. Commit to self-love before you commit to real love. Do you understand me? Because real love first is self-love. All right? Self-love is not second. Self-love is first. And so when you start really loving yourself, another way you can do that is what we call in Ayurveda, Abhyanga, right? In Ayurveda, we call it Abhyanga. Abhyanga is a self-massaging technique that is great to do once you get out the shower, get some nice oils with some essential oils in it, and lather your skin and massage your skin. It helps to remove the toxins. It helps to relax the body. And you soak in the love. So something that I do is when I'm lathering my body with oils, I go to each part of my body and say, I love you. So I'll go to my feet and I say, I love you, feet. And I go up to my ankles. I love you, ankles. I love you, legs. I love you, thighs. I love you, pum pum. I love you, tummy. I love you, breasts. Whatever it is, and I'll keep going, right? Every part of massaging and letting each part of my body know that it is cared for and it is loved, right? You cannot expect the opposite person to come and do that for you if you're not doing it for yourself. As I said, treat yourself with that juicy, beautiful Abhyanga love. Massaging your body with beautiful oils, right? Beautiful oils, essential oils, fragrant oils. Rub yourself, touch yourself, and make your body know that it is being loved by the beautiful goddess that's overseeing the body. What do you guys think about that so far? I think this is amazing, right? Like, self-love is amazing. Self-love is a journey. Out of all of this, I want you to understand, self-love is a journey. It's devotion. It's dedication. It's a practice that you've got to do every day. Self-love is loving yourself inside and out. All four bodies, your mental body, your physical body, your emotional body, and your spiritual body. All four bodies in one. You've got to commit to before you can commit to showing someone else that type of love. You cannot show someone else that type of love if you have not shown yourself first. All right? Take the time. There's no rush. We're always rushing and feeling like, oh my God, if I have to, well, I'm good. I don't have no time for all that. You know, it's always about that other person. Stop. Stop, stop, stop. Loving yourself comes before anything and anyone. Know this. Hear this. Believe this. Be this. Love yourself first. Self-love before real love. Let me know your thoughts on this topic today on episode 2. Yes, we got deep. We got into this. I hope you took some scrupulous notes. Self-love, guys, is such a powerful practice that it's something that's ongoing, doesn't stop. You got to keep going with it, right? There's no stopping of it. You have got to implement it into your life every single day to actually see results from it. All right, guys, I love you a lot. Let me know, what are some things you're doing to love yourself today? How is your self-love journey? Let me know in the voice comments or in the comment box below. If you'd love to learn more about what I do, hey, stay tuned. You're gonna hear about it and so much more. I love you guys. Thank you for joining me on the show today, right here on anchor.fm/AskNaj. Hey, ask me anything. I'm here to talk about it right here on the Ask Najm Lee Show. Love you. See you in the next one. Tutus. And we are out. So you guys been wondering an easy, breezy way to book a session with me? Yes, that can be an intuitive reading, a free 15-minute consultation, Reiki healing, and so much more. I got you. Click on nlht.youcanbook.me. Yup, super easy. You can book right on your phone. It's not heavy. It goes right through. And simple and easy to not only book, pay, and schedule. And I'm going to get it right on my phone and I won't miss any type of scheduling issues. You guys, I'll be able to like get it so quickly and do your reading or your session ASAP. I love you guys so much. Click that link. Yep, nlht.youcanbook.me.